It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, giving up the keys and leaving the driving to someone else. Tom Martin talks with Laura Dake, executive director of the nonprofit car service ITN Bluegrass.
Baby boomers are reaching 65 at the rate of about 10,000 per day.
That's correct.
Are you all seeing some sort of commensurate increase on the local level here in the demand?
Kentucky is one of the fastest aging states in the country, and the numbers that we see might be a reflection of that.
Do you have the volunteer driver corps to keep up with that trend?
Not at this time. So we are always looking for volunteer drivers.
Tell us what a person who might be interested in doing that should do.
All they have to do is give us a call. Our number is 859-252-8665, or they can email us at info@itnbluegrass.org. Training takes about 2 hours. We run a background check, a criminal background check, and a motor vehicle safety check. And if everything's good to go, the person can start usually within the next week.
I was just wondering if there was any other interesting data that you might have on the on your mind that you could share with us.
Sure. One of the neat things about ITN Bluegrass and being part of a national nonprofit is that we collect data on every ride. And what we have found is that about 37% of our rides are to medical-related appointments. That is actually down since we started. When we started, it was more like 42%. My theory is that we are actually driving people who are a little bit younger than we used to. And, you know, maybe people are deciding to give up the car keys a little bit earlier than they used to as well. That may be a reflection as to why the medical appointments are down a little bit. Our second most popular type trip is actually to the hairdresser. So 15% of our rides are for to beauty salons and barbershops. One of the ways I think that ITN Bluegrass really fills a need in this area is that in Lexington, unless you live downtown, it's really hard to get places if you don't have a car. Especially if you're not very ambulatory and it's hard to get to a bus stop. So where we have seen a lot of people move out to the suburbs, what we have found is that people are aging there as well. Older people are not moving like we think they do. They are not moving as much as they used to. So most people, in fact, over 85% of people who are 50 to 60 say that they want to age in place. They want to age in their own homes. But what we know is that people who don't have regular access to transportation go into nursing homes 5 to 7 years earlier than people who do have access to transportation. And what ITN Bluegrass, I think, gives is it's not just about going to the doctor and not just about going to the grocery store. We are about, you know, encouraging people to go to see friends, to go to movies, to meet some friends for dinner, to go to church, to go to exercise. To do all sorts of things that people would have done when they drove, and to really just live a full, active, independent life.
Laura Dake is executive director of the nonprofit car service ITN Bluegrass. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.